all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Feeling my way through the darkness. Guided by a beating heart, I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over.
Love is the prize. So wake me up when it's
1057 CFW.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing. I get no down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get no down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get no down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get no down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down.
This in the night.
90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Der großen Stadt, es war ihm wie Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, dann er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na come on, rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na come on, rock me Amadeus.
Amadeus.
Es war 1780 und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles ruft noch heute Captain Rock me up.
And more
all weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
1, 2, 3,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Come on.
makes perfect sense.
What's good?
Love makes sense.
So why yo, why yo, why yo, why yo, why yo, are we so in denial when we know we're not happy here?
Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
CFW.
105.7
I'm not afraid to
all the words. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China.
Anything in your house that says made in China,
take the price that you paid for and add 60%.
He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country.
With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris.
Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underly is proposing free meals for all students in the biennial budget. According to a press release from the Department of Public Instruction, the free meals proposal would give all Wisconsin students access to a healthy breakfast and lunch for free. The organization says 1 in 4 students has reported hunger from not having food in their home. The budget also proposed to fully fund the school day milk program and create a new program to encourage school districts to buy local. Beginning this weekend, members of the public can test the electronic voting equipment for the November election. The testing is meant to give residents confidence in the election process by showing them how the machines work and how long the process takes. Under Wisconsin state law, any anomalies found with the electronic equipment during the testing period need to be fixed before the equipment can be used for the election. Members of the public will be invited to observe the testing process with at least 48 hours of notice. An election mailer supporting Republican Michelle Megadance Skinner sent out to voters contained a notable error. The mailer calls on voters to re-elect Megadance Skinner for the 91st Assembly District, even though she is not running for re-election and the incumbent is her Democratic opponent, Jody Emerson. The mailer was sent out by an organization called Americans for Prosperity, which acknowledged the printing error and said they were working to fix the mistake. Magadan's Skinner's campaign reportedly had no involvement in the mailer. The City of Eau Claire Parks and Forestry Division has announced the temporary closure of one of the local off-leash dog parks. According to city officials, the Otter Creek Dog Park will be closed for maintenance between October 28th and November 3rd. During the maintenance, crews will be installing a new concrete entrance, removing dead and dying trees, and repairing the fence. They will also attempt to remove some invasive species in the area and the overgrowth along the fence line. The city has two other off-leash dog parks that will remain open. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, to a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, breezy and low 70s on Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. It's 46 right now.
CFW.
Sideways, I don't wouldn't last. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, she had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright.
Valley weekends never sounded so good.
80s, 90s, and more.
All weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
Singing, I love rock and roll. Swing up the time in the jukebox, baby.
'cause it's all the same. So I'll take you home where we can be alone. Next we're moving on. It was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. It was with me.
Thank you. FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.